Well, tonight, as you can see, we'll continue in our series on wonderful words of life and looking at a great idea in Scripture tonight, songs in the night. When I was a kid, I would listen to the radio station from Chicago that was WMBI. It came out of Moody Bible Institute, and there was an old radio show called Songs in the Night. It'd be kind of late, and all of a sudden you hear the Songs in the Night theme come on, and it really was just calming. And so the idea, songs in the night, you know, that's very provocative, very suggestive of the Lord's work at times when it's dark and maybe a little bit lonely, a little bit scary. And there are three passages of Scripture, three special passages that talk about the Lord giving songs in the night. And we're going to look at two of those today. And they're both in the Psalms. And so we start with this one from the 77th Psalm. And verse 5 and following, read it with me. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Well, you can see in verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. My song in the night, that would be the song I once sang in the night. And we're reminded that in the past, the Lord has given us songs in the night. And David says, now I'm going to recall the song that I once sang in the night long ago. I call to remembrance my song. That's what the text says. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. And so I'm interacting here with the idea of it being my song. Why is it my song? It's interesting on websites, in conversation, you'll hear people say, oh, that's my song. And sometimes for a romantic couple, that's our song, whatever, that's my song. And when you say that's my song, you mean that that has special meaning to you. And so the psalmist is saying, I'm going to recall my song, and it's his song in the sense that it's about the Lord. So in a way, it's the Lord's song, right? But it's his in the sense that he is saying it, he is singing it, like my prayer is to the Lord, and it's about the Lord, but it's mine because it's coming out of my mouth. And in that second bullet there, I recall the song that meant so much to me once during a sleepless night. So again, to go back to our text, we're saying, I've considered the days of old. I'm thinking about old times. I'm thinking about the past and the years of ancient times. And I call to remembrance my song in the night. I am remembering that once upon a time, I had this song in the night. And so I was thinking about some of the songs that have meant a lot to me over the years. Sometimes in the night hours, and maybe you would have a list like this, and I'll give you a chance to share a special song that you might have come to mind as we talk about this. But songs that mean a lot to me in the night, or if it's just the dark night of the soul when I'm feeling a little afraid, when I'm feeling a little bit alone. These songs are songs that I come back to a lot in my life. The quick list is here, but I have an enlarged list here. Safe in the Arms of Jesus. I didn't list any of the words, but there have been times, especially when a loved one dies, this song seems to be one that my heart goes back to. Safe in the Arms of Jesus. And it's a beautiful song. All the verses are great. And so I didn't list any of the lyrics for that song. Children of the Heavenly Father. This is a Scandinavian lullaby, and it is beautiful. I think of it a lot with respect to children when children are suffering or when they're in trouble, but it's not just for children. And some of my favorite lines, more secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior. I remember one time Gloria Swanson telling about a child that she knew that got hit by a car. And when the child was in some sort of danger, this lyric came to her mind. More secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior. There's nobody more secure than the loved ones of the Savior. Not yon star on high abiding, nor the bird in home nest night hiding. And then like a father kind, he spares them. In his loving arms, he bears them. Rest us secure with this defender. At his will, all foes surrender. I love that. And it is too a lullaby tune. And when you're standing over your baby, or when you're just in some sort of trouble at night, it's really quite a thing to sing. More secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior. They're just great. Emmanuel's Land. Lots of great lyrics. I've listed just a few of these. Oh, I am my beloved's and my beloved's mine. He brings a poor, vile sinner into his house of wine. That is just, you know, fraught with poetry and romance and significance. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace. Not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's Land. That stanza brings me to almost see heaven and the judgment seat of Christ. And it's very, very powerful for me in the nighttime or any night of the soul when I feel a little bit afraid, a little bit alone, a little bit upset about something. Anywhere with Jesus, you know, there are two tunes for this. I learned the second tune, which probably was popularized in the late 70s. On my guitar, I used to sing it all the time, and I still think it's one of the greatest ideas in hymnody. Anywhere with Jesus, this is one of the, I think this is the second stanza. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over thorny ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Another stanza, anywhere with Jesus, I can go to sleep. Though the darkening shadows all around me creep, knowing I shall wake and never more to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Just such a great idea. And many times, as I was playing that with my guitar, you know, you'd be moved almost to tears to think that you can go anywhere with Jesus. You're going to be okay. You can do anything that he ever calls you to do. Even if his hand leads you over thorny ways, you're going to be okay. Songs in the night. I am looking back to times when life was hard and the Lord gave a song in the night. This one you may not know so well. This was popular in the late 1970s, actually sung mainly by B.J. Thomas. And that was a strange time for me. I was just in between everything in my life. I had gone to Bible college for 1 year. But I was too young to go into the aviation program, so I had to sit out a year. And I didn't know that when I started. I probably would have done something else. I had to sit out a year so that I could qualify for the aviation program. And I was in limbo. All my college friends were out of touch now. And I'd been away from home for a year. Actually, my parents moved away during that time. I had to stay with friends. And I was very lonely. It was a weird time. When you're 19 years old, you don't really want to be alone. And all the time I would sing this song and listen to it. They say that heaven's pretty and living here is too. But if they said that I would have to choose between the two, I'd go home. I'd go home where I belong. Sometimes when I'm dreaming, it comes as no surprise that if you look and see that homesick feeling in my eyes, I'm thinking about home and going home where I belong. It's just a song about heaven and being reminded that here in this world, sometimes it just doesn't seem like home. And you want to go to a different world, a world where there is only and always happiness. The Music of My Heart, relatively new song. I suppose this one was made popular since the year 2000. And I love this idea. I'm not ashamed to tell the whole world, without you, I'm nothing at all. That I have strings in need of mending. I'm out of tune in certain parts. So strum the chords of mercy and restore my soul completely. Lay your hand upon me and this instrument will breathe. Because you're the music of my heart, the melody within my soul, the song that holds me in the dark, the fire that warms me when I'm cold, the symphony that calms my fear, the lyrics that I long to hear, the masterpiece, the work of art, complete before I start, the music of my heart. And the context for me of that song was, again, I was going through kind of a strange time where I felt a little bit like the ministry was sluggish, going hard, and a lot of pressures, financial pressures, schedule pressures. And I remember many times being almost moved to tears. And know almost about many times being moved to tears, saying, well, Lord, you know, all that is what it is. But you're the music of my heart. And it's just very powerful. So when you're in difficult times, you recall to mind the song that the Lord gave you, my song in the night. The song held, again, in the early 2000s, a powerful chorus line. This is what it is to be held. How it feels when the sacred is torn for your life and you survive. This is what it is to be loved. And to know that the promise was when everything fell, we'd be held. Powerful idea. And when you feel like everything has fallen, then the idea of the Lord holding you up in all of that. When the sacred is torn from your life, what you thought was most dear and precious, when it's torn from your life and you still survive, this is what it is to be held. Very powerful ideas. You go back to these sometimes. This song, I think about when life is hard, when you've prayed for something and the Lord decides not to grant it. I love this song. Ben sings it from time to time in our morning services. And the opening stanza, when God says no to you, it's such a blow to you. The middle stanza, the second stanza says, when God works silently in ways we cannot see, and troubles multiply so that we ache inside, and God does not seem kind when hope is hard to find, it's hard to rest within his will, it's hard to trust and just be still, it's hard to wait until it's all made plain. He who holds us in his hands has no problems, only plans. He who has control of all sees the smallest sparrow fall. He who works where no one knows does not sleep as we suppose, but works in all things, in great and small things, for his own glory and our best good. That song comes to my mind any time you have a emotional punch in the stomach. And the opening line, when God says no to you, it's such a blow. And whenever that happens, when God says no to me over something that I really wanted, and it hurts, that song comes to mind just as a song in the night, when you're a literal night or an emotional night time. When God says no to you, it's such a blow to you. But he who holds us in his hand has no problems, only plans. He does not sleep as we suppose. And those are beautiful ideas. One more. You might recognize this. I kind of made this one up from the Disney song from Cinderella. And I know it seems strange, you know, that I should think about this song. I think about it all the time. It again, whenever there's a disappointment, whenever there's some kind of a thing in life that knocks you off balance, a prayer is a wish your heart makes to our Lord so dear. In prayers you will lose your heartaches. They reach his loving ears. Have faith in your Lord, and someday his rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you just keep on believing, the Lord of your prayer will save you. A prayer is a wish your heart makes when you're feeling small. Alone in the night you whisper, does God really hear it all? You wake with the morning sunlight and find his grace shining on you. Don't let your heart be filled with sorrow, for you'll surely see tomorrow what you wished for most of all has come true. And those are the kinds of thoughts that come to me when I am in the night, whether that's literal or emotional nighttime. And you call those songs to mind, and in those times, you're able to worship because those are songs that have meant something to you at a critical time. And you go back to them, and when you go back to them, that is your song in the night. So maybe you have songs in the night that come back to you. Would you like to share a song that's been meaningful to you, either in a literal night or an emotional night time? Desi? Good. Yeah, so Desi mentioned we walk hand in hand until then in the shower, how great thou art, and to God be the glory. Yeah, amazing grace, my chains are gone. Awesome. Tracy? Good. Yeah, I need thee every hour and when we all get to heaven. Very nice. Anybody else have a special song that sort of captured them in difficult times. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These would not for sin atone. Thou must save and thou alone. I love that. Could my tears forever flow? It wouldn't make any difference. That's a great song. It's a great idea, huh? Yeah. What's the title? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. When he shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my soul. Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah, I agree. How great thou art. Chris, all of those deep Christian songs are big songs for little hearts, including our hearts. They're deeper than we are, really. Shannon, yeah, very good. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the newer song by that title. Yeah, welcome home, children. I have big memories of that song. Our family had a stereo when I was a kid. You know, it was like a cabinet the size of a dresser. And we had one record to get us started. I don't think we had very many ever. But there was a Christian quartet that sang Welcome Home, Children. And I remember even as I must have been, say, 10 years old. And I remember thinking, wow, welcome home, children. You who have served me so faithfully, welcome home, children, now that your work on earth is through. Very, very powerful. Even when I was a kid, I remember, wow, that's a big thought. Welcome home, children. Vernon, she's saying, mine eyes have seen the glory, and the granddaughter thought it was a song about mine eyes. So, very cute. Not only do we look back, you know, God gave me a song in the night and I'm calling that to remembrance. Not only do we look backwards, but we also realize that this never ends. God inspires and gives songs in the night all the time. And that's what this psalm is about, a little different than the last one. So read this one with me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me and my prayer unto the God of my life. All right, so look here. This says, in the night, his song shall be with me. In the night, his song shall be with me. And the previous text says, I will remember my song in the night. But this time it's his song. And so that's a little bit different, but of course it's obviously the same. In the night, his song shall be with me. The song is his song because it's about him. And so the psalmist says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night, his song shall be with me. And the song comes to our minds as a response after the Lord has commanded his loving kindness to come to us. So it says, he will command his loving kindness in the daytime. So the Lord sends out these little kindnesses, these little mercies during the daytime. And this could be like the daytime, literally, or once again, an emotional daytime. Remember when the Lord gave you that really great break? You wanted to be married and you were married. You wanted to have the job and you got the job. You wanted to have a little breakthrough with some relationship that was important to you. And sure enough, there was a breakthrough. And those were the daytimes of your experience emotionally. Although, of course, it could be literal daytime. But what happens is the Lord commands his loving kindness. The Lord says, okay, let's send a mercy to John. So a mercy goes out to John. So the Lord commands his loving kindness in the daytime. And then at night, when we're thinking about the mercies that came to us, in the night, his song shall be with me. That's because he's inspiring it. He sent the mercy and now we have the song. So the song comes to our minds as a response after the Lord has commanded his loving kindness to come to us. And then the last bullet point there, the song itself is coupled with prayer. And that's why singing and praying are pretty close sometimes. Sometimes, you know, songs are prayers, of course. And sometimes they are just reminders. Like, count your many blessings is not a prayer. But it's a reminder to pray and to recall your blessings with thanks. So the song itself is coupled with prayer. So in this psalm, it says, in the night, his song shall be with me and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will be singing and I will be praying. It will be his song that's on my mind and a prayer that's on my mind. And so the two are wedded together. And it's really a great idea. So here's where we're going with all this. Some nights are made for uninterrupted sleep. And that's great, you know. I hope you do have a good night's sleep, you know, no interruptions. Some nights are made for uninterrupted sleep, and some are made for a song. And probably when you put your head on your pillow on any given night, you don't know what kind of a night it's going to be. If you're a little agitated and upset about the day's events, you might have an idea of what kind of night this is going to be. And hopefully you realize that if you can't sleep, maybe that's because this is a night for song. The songs are ours because we sing them. It's my song because I'm singing it. So the songs are ours because we sing them and because they have captured us in some past moment. And so they become our songs. Like the teenage girl listening to the radio says, "That's my song." Well, we have some songs like that in the world. We say, "That's my song. That is my song in the night." So they are our songs because we sing them and because they've captured us in some past moment. But they're also the Lord's songs because they are about the Lord and because they come in response to the loving kindness He's been sending us in the daytime. So until God quits sending us little mercies and big mercies, the songs have to keep coming. There will be songs as long as the Lord is commanding His loving kindness in the daytime. Then there just has to be a song in the nighttime. And that's the way it should be. So it's a great idea in Scripture, songs in the night.